One trend that you talked about seeing over the last few years in the nursery industry is more and more orders for late varieties and not as much interest in the early varieties. How do you think this is going to impact the Florida citrus industry?
It's a big impact. It's not really a big nursery concern. We'll grow whatever is ordered, but what's going to affect us, I think, as a industry person is it, what happens is it's like a bean balance. You know, you got the late varieties back 30 years ago was probably, I'd say, about 40% were late varieties and 60% were early varieties. Now you go 30 years later and it's kind of reversed. It's probably 60 to 65% are late varieties being grown in the nurseries, and that's what's being planted now, and probably about 30% are early varieties. So the result of that is these early varieties, less and less of us being planted, so that makes the season shorter. So the result of that is our labor pool is going to be lessened at the early season, so it's going to cause an effect with the harvesting, the processing, and the packing facilities. It's going to disrupt our labor stream, not to be consistent. So we need to have consistency, and it's going to disrupt the consistency for our labor and overall working facilities across the board.
Any other comments you wanted to make on what you discussed today?
I just think we're on the hurricane. It was a setback. It's probably going to be our best year we've had probably in 7 or 8 years with this post-HLB, and it was really a dramatic a setback we had. It kind of took the wind out of our sails, but we're a resilient industry, and we've always had a tendency to come back. We have for over 100 years. I really feel like we've pulled together and we're coming back. It's not as fast as we'd like, but we're coming back. I feel like this HLB, we're going to be coming back here sooner than later. We've got some good new varieties that are more tolerant and even resistant to HLB, and with this GMO and any other varieties we have as well, I think that's what's going to pull us out of this probably within a 5-year period.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.